All right, make sure you're in fellowship as we are here watching this scenario, looking at this scenario of God bringing to the servant Isaac's right woman through prayer, applying doctrine with the created character test that the servant comes up with. The woman, just being none other than Rebecca, appears on the scene. The petition part of the prayer in regards to her offering him a drink or giving him a drink upon his request, and then out of her own accord offering to water the 10 camels has been fulfilled. Yet this does not meet all the qualifications in regards to the test as it relates to the intercessory part, and that is Abraham, for God to continue to show his loving kindness. Abraham made it very clear to the servant that whatever female this might be, nobody knows or did know, is in God's hands. Only God knows write-offs and numbers. And whoever she may be, she will not be from the Canaanite population. She must be from his own family of relatives. And so after fulfilling or passing the character test that the servant set forth, now in verses 21 through 25, to bring us up to speed, we have the further identifying of the woman. In this regard, we're looking at the Hebrew here. We took our break. Verse 23, after the servant gave her a ring and a couple of bracelets. And verse 23, he then questions her. And he said, "Whose daughter are you? Then please tell me, is there room for us to lodge in your father's house?" And he said, while consecutive are verb to say, Calum Perfect, third masculine singer, Amar. Whose daughter are you? First you have our word for daughter. In the Hebrew, common feminine singer, construct noun, Bath, B-A-T-H. The daughter of whom, literally, is followed with the interrogative pronoun, me, M-I-Y. A daughter of whom are you? Are you is understood in the pronoun second feminine singer, ate, A-T-T-E. Then please tell me is you have the hifil imperative feminine singer, a verb to make known, nagad, N-A-G-A-D. Follow with the interjectory particle, na, please, or now, to me, make known to me. You had the preposition lama with the first common singular suffix. Then you had the interrogative particle ha, followed with the adverb yesh, H-A plus yesh. Does there exist, is there, as it's translated, room in the father's house for lodging. First you have our noun for house, common masculine singular construct by yith, E-A-Y-I-T-H. And the house of your father, literally common masculine singular construct, second feminine singular suffix, our word for father, av, A-V. Is there a place or room? Is the common masculine singular absolute makom, M-A-Q-O-M. For us, it's a preposition lama with the first common plural suffix, to lodge in or spend the night. You have the preposition lama with the calum infinitive construct lun, L-U-N. Verse 24. And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor." While consecutive, Cowan, perfect feminine singer, Amar, typical construction. And she said, to him is the preposition L, with the third masculine singer suffix, EL. A daughter of, our noun, daughter, Bath, repeated common feminine singer construct. And then we have the proper noun, Bethuel, which we've already been introduced to back in chapter 22. A daughter of Bethuel, am I, literally a pronoun, first common singer, Anoki, A-N-O-K-I-Y. A son of Milcah, that being Bethuel, common masculine singer construct, our noun for son, Ben, B-E-N, then our proper noun, Milcah, transliterated. Whom she bore to Nahor, you had the relative pronoun, whom, Asher, A-S-H-E-R. She bore is our cow, perfect third feminine singer, verb yalad, to begat, Y-A-L-A-D, to give birth. To Nahor, preposition lamed, and our proper noun, Nahor. In verse 25, also she said to him, or again, we have plenty of both straw and feed and room to lodge in. Again, looking out for the animals' care, that would be necessary for him to spend the night, make sure their parking lot's big enough. While consecutive, she said, Amar, cow and perfect third feminine singer, to him, preposition L, again, E-L, with the third masculine singer suffix. Then you have the verb gam, also, G-A-N, translated here again. Our noun for straw is the common masculine singer absolute, teven, T-E-V-E-N, straw or hay. In the conjunction gom repeated. Also in our noun for feed or fodder, common masculine singer absolute, misepo, M-I-S-E-P-O. Is plentiful or much. We have plenty. Is the adjective masculine singer absolute rav, R-A-V. With us, they have, is with us, literally preposition M, I-M, with the first common plural suffix. Then our conjunction gam repeated again, also in addition, a place, again, our noun for place, room, as it may be in context here, common masculine singular noun, absolute makom, M-A-Q-O-M. To lodge or spend the night, preposition lama with the cal infinity construct loon, repeated L-U-N. All right, rereading here five verses. Meanwhile, the man was gazing at her in deep thought or in silence to know whether the Lord had made his path, his way, his journey successful or not. Verse 22, then it came about when the camels had finished drinking that the man took a gold ring weighing a half a shekel, weighing half shekel in weight, and two bracelets for a wrist weighing 10 shekels in gold. Verse 23, and said the servant, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room for us to lodge, spend the night in your father's house? Verse 24, she said to him, and the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor. Verse 25, again she said to him, we have plenty of both straw and feed, and also a room to lodge in. All right, the analysis here, verses 21 through 24.